So really the outcome of the Fisheries Council that has been ongoing for the last 2 days in Brussels, it's probably as good as we could have hoped for, given that going into the council itself, the scientific advice for a lot of, for some of the key stocks for us was, you know, for quite large cuts. So, you know, we've had a positive outcome on some of the priorities that we put forward. But, you know, there's no doubting that next year is going to be a challenging year for the fishing industry.
And now the stocks have increased, but as we were speaking earlier, you said as much as they're increased, the value will be slightly less.
Yeah, well, so you know, to put it in perspective from the pelagic fleet from Killy Beggs, so we've had a reduction in the mackerel quota of around 15 or 16%. Now originally going into the council that was going to be, could have been closer to 20-22%. So we got a little bit of a lift there, but you know, that's still, we're still going to be about 7,000-8,000 tons less of mackerel than we had last year, which, you know, you're talking about a value of about 10-12 million euros. So, you know, that in itself is a kind of obviously a negative outcome. We have had some positives in that some of the stock, some of the quotas for other pelagic stocks, boar fish and for horse mackerel, and a couple of herring stocks, we have got increases. So we've offset some of the losses, you know, with those increases in quota, and that would be welcome. The horse mackerel quota in particular will be should be a bit of a boost to the processing sector in Killybegs, which really, really badly needs that fish, and it needs that little bit of a lift. But as I say, it's a bit of a mixed bag, you know.
And I suppose finally then, Dominic, there has been the pressure on quotas is coming from the fish stocks that they were too low, and the overfishing isn't happening. But what we've heard is that while there's quotas being placed on Irish fishers, there's fishermen from elsewhere, trawlers coming in and is sweeping up the stock that is there. Has that been dealt with, or how are things in that way?
Well, we've had an ongoing issue for the last few years where non-EU countries, particularly Nordic countries, have been setting their own quotas more or less. I mean, these are inflated above the scientific advice. So basically, you know, giving themselves free fish and that pressure, particularly on the mackerel stock and also on the blue whiting stock, which are important for Ireland. You know, that pressure, no stock can take that, you know, that increased fishing pressure. So the combined effort of that, we're now starting to see the result of that in that, you know, the science is showing a declining trend. So if we don't, you know, rein everybody in and everybody sort of fishing sustainably, not just the EU fleets and the Irish fleet, then we're on a very slippery road. So it's really, really important that negotiations with the countries involved, you know, need to come to a sensible conclusion and stopping this practice of basically inflating quotas and giving free fish to themselves. So really that's a vital important thing to happen in 2025.